All right, we are out here at Emerald Desert RV Resort with another super mega colossal broadcast powered by Subaru. And I've got Maddie from the 1975 hanging out.
Hello.
Dude, thank you for coming by. You're like, you're going on later tonight.
Yeah.
So like, this is a nice little chill
Thanks
sesh.
For having us.
Oh, of course, yeah. I know you guys have been crazy busy over the past couple of months too, and like, you just put out an album in end of November, right? A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships.
That's right.
And you're working on another one. There's no official release date yet, right?
No, it's quite a loose situation, but it will be this year.
Okay.
We're just working on it, slowly catch a album.
Very understandable considering you just put out an album.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's Notes on a Conditional Form.
That's right.
Right? Okay, so
I name them before I make them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like children.
Is there a reason and rhyme?
No, it's just I knew that I needed to do two records to be part of the modern world as an artist, so it felt like the only truly modern thing to do is do two at once, just because there's too much desire for consumption, especially for me.
Oh.
I want more music than I ever have done, so I feel like I need to give back.
I was gonna say, is there a reason that you're doing like back to back like that?
Yeah, partially from fear of, I don't know, the idea came about and it just seemed like the only thing to do in this world. You know, in the way that the speed of consumption, I feel like it was it's more reflective of culture and the place that we're in. Do you know what I mean? And I want to tour for like 2 years, so I don't think I could do it on one album, regardless of how amazing it was.
I was gonna say it's one of those things too that like A Brief Inquiry in Online Relationships was so well received. Is that like any sort of pressure on you for this upcoming one?
Well, not really. I think that we're still making records for us, which is always been the ethos. Do you know what I mean? I think it's great that people have... The reason that we got to a band that became a band that got to make A Brief Inquiry is because we've been everything. We've been the industry's whipping boys. We've been the industry's darlings. Do you know what I mean? It got to a point where we didn't really care anymore. You know? So we just make records for us.
For
I hope. Yeah.
Now,
I think...
I feel like A Brief Inquiry in Online Relationships, at least like for me, and correct me if I'm wrong, to me it feels very personal. Like it feels like a super, super personal look into like your life, your mind, and like was that a scary thing to put out to the world?
I don't think it was. I think that's it's always going to be personal because I think that it's quite they're always quite inward reflections, and I think that when that idea is punctured, like we'd love it if we made it, it has a result, like love it if we made it. But I think that, I feel safer, you know, telling the truth and negotiating myself through this kind of dialogue between the world and back. You know what I mean? I think I probably find it scarier to have no reaction, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you feel like these two albums are like linked sort of? Like they kind of are like part one and two?
No. I don't
totally
feel like
separate.
They're like part one and two. Because that would be, I don't want to do anything proggy or conceptual or anything like that. And I am, we're always in very different times. And I think our three records have already been quite different from one another. And I think the next one will just be the same. I'd like to think a departure from whatever A Brief Inquiry was, but just a bit quicker.
Okay.
Mm.
And what I was reading through, you did our Reddit AMA like a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
And somebody asked you like kind of to describe Notes on a Conditional Form. They were like, is it an emo album? And you were just like, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, what does that elaborate? Because I am a retired emo kid, so my curiosity is piqued.
Well, I'm an active emo man, I suppose I'd call myself. I think that bands, when they get to a stage that maybe that we're in, they want to kind of graduate into being like a massive rock band, whereas we want to graduate into being like a small emo band, if you know what I mean. So I think that like, It's not like a where emo ended up sounding record, like a My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy sounding record, but there's different references to Joan of Arc and Braid and Mineral and you hear a lot of that on No Rome's new EP. It's kind of like an emo record, and I played drums on that, and we were making that at the same time we'd started Notes on a Conditional Form, so it does have this kind of like Midwest kind of sound to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I dig that for sure. Yeah. That's super fun, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, I'm actually very excited for that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then also, too, you know, since we have an unknown date on that, and again, No pressure to tell me. I'm not good at keeping secrets anyway, so probably don't tell me. But can we expect to see maybe any of that in your Coachella set?
No.
Any surprises?
No?
Okay.
Whether there'll be surprises, I think there'll be a lot of visual stuff. We've brought a lot of stuff with us. I think with Notes on a Conditional Form, it's a very, like I said, it's a very loose situation. So I think that the I suppose mainly people in radio and stuff, they want to like know dates and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to put a single out first. I don't know. We might just drop the whole record. I haven't figured it out, but I don't think that we need to figure it out. And I don't think our fans or people in this world need that kind of stuff. It's like figured out. We just do it when it feels right. But there will be a build up to it, like there always is. So.
Oh, you drive them crazy. Believe me, I see my timeline explode with that countdown clock.
Yeah.
You had people going mad over
cool.
just being like, what is happening?
No, I like that. It was like, good. Yeah.
And I've seen people speculating over like intimate shows. And they're like, what do I do? And like, even when I tweeted, like, hypothetically, this was yesterday, I was like, hypothetically, if I was going to interview the 1975, what should I ask? And people were like, you what? Where? And I'm like, so like your fans go absolutely crazy.
Yeah, they're intense.
Like,
I love it.
An unreal fan base.
Yeah, amazing. Really cool.
What is like one of the most special moments that like you've because like I've seen so many people be like, your music helped me through so much. And like, is that an overwhelming feeling?
It is an overwhelming feeling. I try and put it into the music because I think that I have this artistic responsibility where I feel like I need to give back. I think that you almost start to require a personal responsibility when there's so many people telling you those kind of things. I think it's beautiful, and I think that I try and give back. I think that the things that I love is where I hear, like, you know, oh, well, I met my best friend, like, 6 years ago at your show, and then we went to college together, and now we've just finished college, and I'm going to be the maid of honor at her wedding. Now, that makes me sound ancient, which I'm not. But, like, you know, over that six-year, five-year period, all these people have had these really incredible relationships founded through the band, and that's what kind of really warms my heart. Cockles, as we say in the UK.
I've always thought of that, just like the idea and like the concept of, like, you know, obviously you're in this band, mm-hmm. and you're never gonna know all of the stories and the mm. memories that people form
exactly.
kind of with you in a way via your music.
Yeah.
And even just like the whole idea of like one album, like that was like the soundtrack to my summer.
That was always my dream.
Like, yeah. And that to me is such a cool concept. And you'll probably never know so many of those stories, but it's like that song takes me back to this place.
Well, that was always my dream as a young person, to soundtrack the lives of others, you know?
I think you're doing a great job of
Thank
it.
You.
And like I said, you guys have an unreal fan base.
Yeah,
and
we
like
do.
Super dedicated.
Wonderful, yes.
Back to that AMA for a second, because again, like there was hundreds of comments on this thing. Not all of them were answered. I'm dying to know. I just picked out a couple of them. Somebody asked, what's your favorite cheese?
My favorite cheese would be like burrata, maybe, but that's really soft. I like blue cheese as well. It's difficult. I love cheese, man. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna start picking it apart. It's not fair on all these
this
cheeses.
Is why that just comment went unanswered.
Just get me a cheese board and I'll eat all of it.
Not discriminating against the cheese at all.
No.
Someone else also asked, what's your favorite essential oil?
I don't know what they are. That is.
Essential oils?
Yeah.
We'll have a talk after
oils
this.
That you need.
Is essentially.
I don't. What do you do with them?
Essential
oil. Petrol would be my essential oil.
What is it?
Petrol.
What's that?
Gasoline.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I don't know what you're on about.
And what are you currently like watching?
I just finished Fleabag. I think it's like the greatest show that I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And yeah, it's like one
That's
of the best things
statement.
I've ever seen. It is a bold statement, but it's true. And what else have I been watching? Been watching a bit of the new True Detective.
Oh,
with Mahershala Ali. I can't say his name, I don't think, but I love him.
Okay.
What else have I been watching? I watch a lot of stuff.
The fact that you have time to watch stuff is what's truly incredible to me.
I watch it as I'm going to sleep.
Huh?
I watch it as I'm falling asleep.
Okay. That's fair, though.
And I've been on a lot of planes, so.
There you go. That's exactly. A lot of time to watch exactly. stuff, too. And you guys, like I said, you have your Coachella set literally tonight, 8:25, mm-hmm. on the main stage. What do you do to, like, shake the nerves for that?
Oh, I'm not nervous. I'm just excited. I just want to get there and eat some food.
What's your go-to?
And then I'll be ready.
Go-to food at Coachella? You got one? Because I know you guys have been there before. I
Sand
cried.
Burgers or something. I don't know what we're going to get. It'd probably be a nightmare backstage.
Yeah. I know you played in 2014.
Yeah.
I know specifically because that was the year that I cried because I wanted to go and wristband sold out before
You're
I got
lucky
any.
You missed it.
What?
You're lucky you missed
Why?
It.
Why?
We were rubbish.
Oh, whatever.
We're good now, though.
Well, Blumming I'm excited good. To see you guys tonight. And
well, good.
Well, good? Okay. Yep. We'll take it. We'll be in there for that. So I'm very excited. And again, that's tonight, 8:25, Coachella stage. For anybody who is not here, they're also going to be doing next weekend. I don't know if it's on the stream this weekend.
I don't know if it's this weekend or next weekend. Is it on stream this weekend? Yeah,
it's on
watch
the stream?
It tonight on the internet.
All right, yeah. You guys can stream it from home, from your couch, do a little Couchella action and get it going. We've got more Super Mega Colossal broadcast coming your way. Dennis Lloyd about to roll through, so don't go anywhere.